A labor consultant, Mohammed Ifum, has been explaining remedy options as they relate to labor engagement and dismissals. He told Radio Ghana that there are specific labor regimes regulating labor and employment relationships which both the employer and the employee must respect. Mr. Ifum, who is now the coordinator of Labor Rights Institute, an NGO, was commenting on recent rampant dismissals of some workers in private companies. He spoke with George Ankra.
It is true that we want jobs, and when the companies are set up, the employers need labor to interact so that our profits will be made for both parties to share. But then because labor is very, very important, and the fact that the economy depends on labor, the state has instituted a legal framework to regulate employment relationships. And in this country, there are pieces of legislation that regulate labor relations. One of them is the Labor Act, Access 5-1, which was passed in 2003. Under that act, the rights of employers are spelled out. The duties of employers are spelled out. The rights of workers are spelled out. And the duties of workers are spelled out. Under the rights of employers, the employer has the right to hire and fire a worker. He has the right to employ a worker and terminate the worker. Again, under the duties of the employer, the law requires the employer to furnish the worker with a procedure for discipline, a procedure under which he can promote the worker, he can discipline the worker, he can terminate the worker, or he can dismiss the worker. So the procedure for discipline are contained in the contract of employment that the law requires the employer to furnish the worker. Now, under the Code of Discipline, under the Code of Employment, there are provisions for dismissal or termination. Under some of them, there are provisions which state that the employer can terminate the worker based on misconduct, which is proven, incompetence, which is proven, or operational requirements. That is, when redundancy occurs. So, when the employer follows these procedures and terminates the worker, then the termination of the worker is fair.
But most private security agencies or companies are the most offenders. They engage and fire at the least opportunity when you want to demand that they should pay your social security contributions. Are they right in this specific direction?
George, let me speak generally about the rights of the employer and the rights of the worker. As I did mention, in the employment contract, there must be a procedure for discipline. Now, if the procedure for discipline are followed, then the termination or the dismissal can be said to be fair. If the procedure is not followed, then the termination is not fair. Then the opportunity open to the worker is to complain to the National Labour Commission, which is a body set up to resolve labour disputes, or to go to the court.
A labour consultant, Mohammed Ifum, in that interview with George Ankra.